More than 190 people in the province died in July from toxic, unregulated drugs, the 13th consecutive month the death toll has been that high, the BC Coroner's Service says. The news comes on the eve of International Overdose Awareness Day Thursday. I am saddened to once again report that British Columbia's toxic drug crisis shows no signs of abating, Chief Coroner Lisa Lapointe said Tuesday. We are continuing to experience record numbers of deaths province-wide because of the toxic drug supply. The unregulated illicit market is highly unpredictable and continues to put thousands of lives at risk each month. At least 12,739 British Columbians have died due to unregulated drugs since a public health emergency was first declared in April 2016. Lapointe said that 6 people die from unregulated drugs each day. There have been 235 such deaths in the Island Health Region as of June 30. Jenny Howard, Victoria-based BC program manager for Moms Stop the Harm, oversees bereavement groups for the moms, and says the number continues to expand. We've been growing these groups, sadly, throughout the whole province, said Howard, whose 24-year-old son, Robbie Cunningham, died in May of 2016 from the powerful opioid fentanyl weeks after the public health emergency was announced. Fentanyl was just becoming known, and wasn't a household word like it is today, said Howard. The coroner's service said 1,455 deaths in BC were attributed to toxic drugs from January to July 2023, the largest number ever reported by the agency in the first 7 months of a year. The provincial death rate is 46.2 per 100,000 residents, with the Vancouver Coastal, 56.7, Island, 52.4, and Interior, 50.7, health authorities all posting their highest ever death rates. The Northern Health Authority has the highest death rate in the province at 59.8. The largest numbers of deaths have been in urban centers like Greater Victoria, Vancouver and Surrey and Greater Victoria, but the most affected areas this year also include Central Vancouver Island and Greater Nanaimo. Unregulated drug toxicity is the leading cause of death in BC for those aged 10 to 59, and accounts for more deaths than homicides, suicides, accidents and disease combined. So far this year, 69% of people who died from unregulated drugs were aged 30 to 59, and 77% were male. Lapointe called International Overdose Awareness Day the most somber of occasions, and a chance to recognize family members, friends, colleagues and neighbors lost to unregulated drugs. While we honor their memory and grieve alongside their loved ones, we must urge decision makers to do more to stop these preventable deaths from occurring, she said. The critical risks and losses of life resulting from this public health emergency deserve an urgent response. Minister of Mental Health and Addictions Jennifer Whiteside called the most recent death totals a stark reminder that the ongoing toxic drug crisis continues to have a devastating impact on communities across our province. We will continue to work relentlessly to combat this ongoing public health emergency with a comprehensive approach that addresses both addiction and the toxic drug supply. She said she organized a Tuesday roundtable on mental health and substance use in the trades, where labor, industry, health and government are engaging in critical conversations to better understand the needs of people in these sectors, and tailor resources to those in physically demanding jobs like construction. Island Health is marking International Overdose Awareness with a digital memory wall to honor those who have died due to toxic drug poisoning. The memory wall is at bit.ly/3qvwvgw for those wanting to share memories and photos. While the toxic drug crisis is relentless, it's important to take time to celebrate the lives of each and every one of the people lost, to honor them and to help support each other, said Dr. Rekha Gustafson, Island Health Chief Medical Health Officer and Vice President of Population and Public Health. International Overdose Awareness Day events, August 31st, Victoria, First Metropolitan United Church, 932 Balmoral Road, 7 to 9 p.m. Hosted by First Metropolitan United Church, the event aims to provide healing and support for those who have been affected by overdose and toxic drug poisoning, with music, speakers, including MLA Adam Olson, and candlelight, followed by refreshments and conversation. Souk. Evergreen Mall in the town center, 5 to 9 p.m. live music, naloxone training, speakers, candlelight memorial. Hosted by Mom Stop the Harm. Salt Spring Island, Centennial Park, 2 to 5 p.m. participants are encouraged to bring a loved one's photo. Hosted by Mom Stop the Harm and Island Community Services. Duncan, Cowichan Tribe C, M. Lelum Gymnasium Soccer Field, 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. dancers, drummers, barbecue, art, naloxone training. Hosted by Cowichan Tribes. Ladysmith, Ladysmith Shelter, behind Rialto Apartments, 11 a.m. info, resources, naloxone info, snacks. Hosted by Ladysmith Shelter. Nanaimo, Mafio Sutton Park, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. meal sharing, speakers, grief loss art therapy vigil. Opening by S. Noonie Moak Elder Lolly Good, closing song from Patrick Alec. Hosted by the Nanaimo Community Action Team. J. Bell at TimesColonist.com.